Hi, I'm Nick Hay, and these are my memories of the town hall, which I've been attending in one form or another from the early 70s until the present. But I want to talk a bit about the 1980s and two aspects of this. First, so that they don't get overlooked, the actual people who worked in the box office at that time, which pre-Symphony Hall was in the town hall itself. It was on the far side with a separate entrance next to Victoria Square. In the sexist nature of jobs at that time, they were all four women, and I was their union representative, so I used to trot along every couple of weeks. They should be remembered. Also in the 1980s, when the town hall really wasn't getting concerts or anything, we used it, I say we, NALGO, which was the union for council workers, used it for our meetings, and we had a lot of them, and some of them, or one or two in any case, it was absolutely packed out to the rafters. That was always when we were voting on strike action, and I'm pleased to say we always won the votes. And so it was kept going, really, at that time. It was in sad disrepair, I have to say, by this stage. But it was still used and was, you know, a really vital part of Birmingham.